Now, at this time, I'm very pleased to welcome back Sylvia Kent, who's joined today by local poet Dennis Ahern. So welcome, both of you. And come on, Sylvia, tell me what's on the agenda today. So I've been caught by surprise on all of this.
Oh, dear. Do you know, I'd forgotten. We'll tell them a bit later about that. But hello, everyone. Lovely to be here.
Good to see you again. Right, go on, off you go. Tell me what you're going to be talking about.
Usually I kick off with the books that we're reading at Billericay, the Billericay Readers Group that meets in the library there. And we have a superb person who organises us, gets the books all for nothing, Eileen Mayer. Mm. And the books for October, well, we had The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, which was Anne Bronte. At the moment, we're going through the classics, which is great for me. Some I've read as a child or a young person, and we're rereading
them,
which is lovely.
Yeah.
Wuthering Heights, Emily Bronte. We did a sexy one last month, the Silver Linings Playbook.
Well, I'm going to have to watch you with these. I know what you did to me last time.
I'd hate to embarrass you once again. And can you believe I'm halfway through The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Wow.
How about that? Nice Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. Although a bit naughty, really, again, because he says things in there that we would not allow today. But that was over 150 years ago. So.
Right.
December.
So he gets a black mark, does he?
You read it and see what, you know, things that I'm not allowed to say on radio. December, we've got The Cleaner of Chartres, Sally Vickers, who is a wonderful novelist. Mm. Oh, she's wonderful. And The Long Song, Andrea Levy, who wrote Small Island. And yes, there's 20 of us reading books supplied by Essex Libraries. And we meet together once a month. Have a good old laugh, sometimes an argument, those that like things and those that don't. But the point is, we're reading books we probably never would choose going into the library. I have a problem because I write books, as you know.
Absolutely.
And I also review them. A quickie here, The Story of Billericay by Charles Phillips.
Oh, really?
Just out. So I've given him his little plug, and I've got his book to review for other sources. But
These books on local history, local towns, I think they're fascinating.
They take time.
Well, they must take time to do.
It took Charles 10 years, that one.
Crikey.
I'm doing one on Barking and Dagenham, as I mentioned last time. I've got just 8 months to get that in.
Mm.
A book takes me about a year, and that is my 10th book. Two of them are e-books, one on Brentwood and one on Billericay. But that's what we do. And all my colleagues and my good friend here, Dennis, whom I'd like to interview, introduce, I should say, because you'll be interviewing him, Dennis Ahern. And he is very active. He will tell you what he's up to at the moment. He's done some wonderful stuff. He's well known on the circuit, on the writers and readers circuit. So may I introduce Dennis?
Dennis, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, Phoenix listeners.
Yes.
Now, you hail from Cork, but I think you now live in Stamford La Hote.
Stamford's 40 years been living there now, I think, is it?
Crikey, a long time, eh?
Yeah.
Now, you've worked as a fireman. You've been a weightlifter, a carpenter, a musician, a comedian. Comedian, and now you're a poet. Now, they're not the sort of activities that one associates with poetry.
Well,
how did you get involved?
I think most poets would benefit from getting into some of those activities, fill out the blanks and not just be pointy heads, so to speak.
Right.
And by the way, the fire brigade thing, today is a very significant day for me personally.
Right.
Apart from, happy birthday to His Highness. Prince.
Oh, yes,
I hope he gets over that very personal outbreak of fire.
A bit hot.
Joined the Fire Brigade, London Fire Brigade,
yes.
Starting in training this very day, 47 years ago.
Wow.
1966, inspired to join the Fire Brigade in London because there was a lot of publicity about it being the anniversary of the Great Fire of London.
Oh, right. 1666.
I'd lived there for a couple of years then and thought, such a nice place, what a terrible thing to happen.
Yeah.
And during my 30 years with London Fire Brigade, success. It didn't burn down during that time.
Well, mark you, I think that the London of 1666, it was probably a good thing to burn it down, get rid of some of the germs that there
plague
were.
Plague and the rats.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. There have been improvements since then, still going on.
Now, you, as I say, you go into poetry. How long have you been doing that, and what got you started in it?
Originally fancied being a poet as a schoolboy.
Yes.
And got a very good piece of advice from an uncle, whom I have great affection looking back on him now. Mentioned it, I want to be a poet, the way children do.
Yes.
And he said, you won't make the price of a haircut out of that. And spot on. That certainly made me change my mind. Earn a living first.
Yes.
And treat poetry as art and hobby, that sort of thing.
That's what people say, that you do what you want to do, and then having done that, see if you can find somebody to pay you to do it as well.
That would be nice.
I'm still working on that.
Sadly,
one.
Yes. Still hopeful there.
Yes. Now, so what as Sylvia was saying, you're quite well known on the poetry circuit, and you were on quite a few events, I think, back, certainly I saw in 2010, 2012. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm on radio talking.
Yes.
I'm a bit slow to follow up on things, but beginning of the poetry, Essex Poetry Festival, my major part in it was a visit to the prison, Springfield to Chelmsford,
right,
and conduct a poetry reading, my own poetry, and a workshop for those who wished to attend. Nobody was forced to, but happily, quite a number of interested people came.
How did that go down with the sort? I mean, the sort of people you expect in prison, sort of axe murderers and things. You're not quite sure.
So straight away had to, on the advice of the very charming lady who runs, is a librarian, and I'm not sure of her full title, but she advised me how to approach it.
Yes.
Get out of your mind what they might have done. That's you've.
Yes.
That keeps that sort of thing
for... Just watch your back as you're leaving.
Yeah, there are lots of strictures and behaviour rules. Putting all those aside, concentrate on the poetry I presented to them and encourage them to write. Very interesting, and didn't know it until then. There is a monthly prison service newspaper.
Right.
Inside News, I think. I've got a copy of it here, Inside Something.
All right.
And there's a poetry page there, which... interesting. Pretty good stuff.
Well, that's been written by the
inmates. Throughout the country.
Really? Oh, yes. I see.
They contribute to that.
Yes.
I'm pleased. I think I've stimulated the chaps in Springfield to contribute, because in the issue of the paper I picked up... no mention of anyone from there.
Yes. So how did you do that? Did you just read them poetry, or did you explain the thoughts behind it?
Yeah. So a bit of waffly introduction, covering why I decided to do it, and welcoming them just as one would speaking to any group.
Yes.
And I'm nervous, of course.
Of course.
You can't help that, but. There's an interesting thing with nervousness. If you harness it, you can draw on it for energy.
Yes,
That worked.
Yes.
And very quickly, I was getting responses from them and comments. Everything worked very nicely like that.
So when was that?
1st of October.
Oh, so it was this year?
Yes.
Oh, right. So do you have any plans to make a return visit?
See what's on the schedule for next...
Right.
This is once a year festival throughout Essex. I hope you've heard of it, the Essex Poetry Festival.
I have indeed.
There's one weekend that's the weekend after my visit to the prison. That's a big day in Chelmsford at the theatre.
Right.
I have big name poets from all over. Bit of a jumble here. I'm not the best of organised people in the diary. Went off on a holiday in Turkey when that weekend came up.
So dear.
Must try and keep track of things better for next time.
Never mind. The answer is to try and remember to write it in your diary. And I walk around with two or three diaries. I haven't transferred stuff, addresses and telephone numbers out of the last four diaries. we're talking to Sylvia Kent and, of course, Dennis Ahern. And Dennis was just telling me off air about a 50,000 word special event that you get involved in every year. What's all this about, Dennis?
It came across it last year through Sylvia suggesting it. American originally, a sort of stimulus for writers.
Yeah.
A challenge starting 1st of November each year until the 31st. Get 50,000 words of a book written in that time. And lots of encouragement. People are networking with each other and so
right.
forth. Started it last year with a notion I had for an opening scene.
Right.
And took it from there.
So this is a novel. It's not poetry.
Not poetry.
Right.
No.
Completely different. Right.
Not that completely different. The best of a novel will have poetic bits.
Yes.
And indeed, poetry should hold people like a very compressed and economic novel.
So can you tell us about the novel that you're writing at the moment?
The current second one
yes.
round is particularly personal to me, this one. Had one particularly extensive rejection slip way back
yes.
saying all my characters were weak.
Yes.
And I thought, that's real. People are weak.
So yes.
I've stuck on one
yes.
weak person.
Yes.
Called it the trolley pusher. The
yeah.
type who collects the trolleys around a supermarket yeah. and took it away from there. The things he sees, the people he encounters.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves very rapidly into a crime novel. He's witness to some nasty events and... The thing that happens when there's pressure to write, aiming for 2,000 a day, so you've got you get a bit ahead and can take it easy now and again for the 50,000. The thing that happens is get the place, get the characters, and the events
yes.
take care of themselves.
How do you keep the characters in character? That must be very difficult.
That's a good question.
Read back regularly to where... their bits of conversation,
yes.
how they react to things.
Yes.
There's keeping them in character is one thing. Other times, and this has happened in the last few days, I'm talking as though it were real,
yes.
one minor character, an outsider originally,
yes.
has developed a bit stronger, and I found an opportunity to make use of him in the plot.
Right.
Oh.
Now, things happen like that, and you can lose control of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with modern writing techniques, the lovely typewriter, so this should be photographed of, but the Word on a computer and laptop, you can backwrite and jiggle it around.
But when you're putting together a plot, right, do you presumably got to work out how it's going to end right at the beginning, because otherwise you could get yourself into a bit of a mess, couldn't you?
You can get into a mess, and right now I am actually in a mess.
He's laughing.
I started the trolley pusher, and his story is slightly separated from the villainous sort that's getting away with it. It's a fraud which has dreadfully serious impact on some people, and I am a little bit worried about how I'm going to knit them together again.
They are like puppets, aren't they? Characters.
Yeah.
You can make them do anything. That's what I love. And yet I don't write fiction, but I do short stories, and I can do it in a short story. But 50,000.
I don't know how you do it. So how much further have you got to go?
I just passed the halfway today, 25, 100 and something, I think, and feels comfortable, and this is only the 14th, so I'm ahead of the halfway.
It's a good job you've got a computer actually counting the number of words. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go through and suddenly, two.
it's all too easy with the technology these days.
Yes.
This past Saturday at Brentwood Writers, which very supportive and helpful group.
Mm.
Some very serious writers there, and they're all encouraging and helpful. And I read an excerpt from this, 700 words ish, and it went down very nicely.
Yes, it did.
You heard it, Sylvia. Yes.
I did.
That sounded good.
Yes.
It's the old granddad in there.
Yes.
He's the character that suddenly I find I want to make more of him.
Yes.
Mm.
But I've got to be careful how you feel like God pushing people around.
Yeah. But you're like God. I mean, you can actually do what you like.
Yes.
And what non-fiction people like me get rather jealous about. We have to stick with what happened. We cannot go off the plot. But you can. You can make these little puppets do what you want. He can lose his teeth. Your old granddaddy can do anything.
He almost does.
Well, I suppose it's a bit like the old comic stories where they used to, something really went wrong and nobody could work out how to get out of the plot. Yeah. With one bound, he was free.
Yeah. And Dennis could always,
you've got to not exaggerate that. That would be, going back to that rejection letter.
Your rejection.
Back, yes. The guys who get free in one bound, they're not realistic.
No,
that's the strong, the heroes.
Yeah.
Jason Statham in his films, I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. He is actually an actor, but the things he goes through, they're just too fantastic.
Yeah.
So where do you submit this final manuscript?
Within the system itself, the November... at the end of it, send the whole thing, email to them.
Right.
And here's
going to be a big email.
Indeed, an attachment. Yeah. I must, this time around, learn to compress it in one of those other formats.
Oh, zip format.
But here's the American side of it.
Yes.
America, everything is marvellous always.
Yes.
Anybody who finishes 50,000 is declared a winner.
Yes.
I'd be happier if there were some judgment and comparison, some stringency to it. But Americans want everything to be bright and cheerful.
Are you then going to actually publish this?
I'm hoping to. So far on the publishing side, going outside of that system, I had what I think is a terrific story relating to the Olympics. Sent that off lots of times. Nil result.
Yes.
That was Stench, wasn't it? No, that wasn't Stench.
No, that was the
Perfect Doubles.
Very satisfied with the story about the ultimate drug cheating within sport.
Yeah.
And something I'm familiar with.
I'd like to read that. I would like to read that. I'd also, I love the name Stench. What a name for a book or film.
Curiously enough, one of the few people who've read it commented that it would work visually. It runs that way.
Right, well, look, guys, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Thanks ever so much, Dennis, for all of that information on that. It sounds absolutely fantastic. I wish you well with it.
Yes,
and we hope to see you again soon, before too long.
Yes, well, I hope Michelle is well. I'm
so
sure
do I.
She's listening to this. Yeah. I hope my wine didn't put her off. I made it out of blackberries.
Sorry to miss Michelle, although glad to see you.
Of course you are.
Yes.
Never mind. We'll play out up to 12 o'clock now with Gabriella Chilmi. See you after the news.